Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can incorporate the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and our family. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Khabir, which means the all-aware. In our relationships with our spouses and with our children, we often feel that we want to be all aware, that we feel that we have the right to know everything at every moment. Now, in building trust in a relationship between husband and wife or between parent and child, it's important for that element to be there where there isn't a constant looking over the shoulder, there isn't a constant questioning of what were you doing, who were you talking to, who did you send the message to, what did that person say to you through email, through texting, through Facebook. But this type of trust is nurtured, it's cultivated. And in order for us to step away from trying to constantly have the akhbar or to constantly have the news of what is happening in our children's lives and in our spouse's life through a process of spying or looking over their shoulder, it's important for us to develop that sense of trust, that sense of openness in our relationship where we can talk to one another. With our spouses, we cultivate that sense of trust by really trying to have those conversations rather than resorting to the functional, where our conversations between husband and wife are simply, you know, what did you pick up for dinner? What are you cooking tonight? What do we have to do tomorrow? What's on the schedule? Who's picking up the children? Who's dropping off the children? Instead, going to a deeper emotional level in conversation that moves past just the surface functional communication, that's how we begin to build trust. And when we have that trust, when we have that openness, we no longer feel a need to constantly check over our spouse's shoulder. Recognizing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Basir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Sami'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Khabir, the one who is all aware, and trusting that our spouse has that taqwa, that fear and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will monitor their actions, that they will be honest and open because of their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their love for their spouse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now with our children, you know, we go through the different stages of tarbiyah, and in the process of understanding those stages of tarbiyah, we understand that prior to cutting the strings completely and telling our children, I trust you, it's a process of development of that trust. And how do we get to that process? It's by speaking to them, by teaching them, by raising awareness, by not being afraid to be those parents when our children need to have that person who is guiding them, who is giving them instruction, who is motivating them and explaining to them right from wrong. So that when they enter the last stage of tarbiyah, which is the stage between the ages of 15 and 21, we begin to see that trust there, where we as parents no longer need to keep second guessing, no longer need to keep asking, but we're there. And our children know that they can come to us, ask those questions, tell us what is going on, and give us the akhbar without us having to seek it out or search for it. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khabir, the all-aware, allows us to be aware of what is going on in our homes without overstepping our boundaries of mistrust. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.